This is an orb scan.
Dr. Dawn Buckingham is showing me around her clinic on Burnett Road in North Austin.
How much does that machine cost?
I think there's not a machine in this room that's not under $40,000. So the lasers are like $150,000. We have two of them.
Dr. Buckingham has about 5,000 to 7,000 patients. Close to half of them use Medicare, like retired lawyer John Reeder. He just drove in from Fredericksburg, and he's about to receive minor laser surgery to remove some cloudiness from his vision.
Okay, you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Good, you're doing a perfect job.
5 minutes later, the surgery is all done. Reeder will pay $50. His insurance and Medicare will cover the rest. Reeder says insurance wasn't always so simple. A couple years before he retired, two partners in his law firm died, and Reeder was told he would have to switch insurance plans. The problem was, no one would sell it to him because he had a pre-existing condition, diabetes.
So I was concerned for that 18-month period. Once I got past the 18-month period, Medicare, Mutual, and Humana had just done well for me.
Denying coverage based on pre-existing conditions would be banned under both the Senate and House healthcare plans. But Reeder, like many Americans, isn't sure if he supports or opposes what could be the largest overhaul of the healthcare system since 1965. His eye doctor, Dawn Buckingham, says she thinks the changes are moving too far, too fast.
We're changing hundreds of pieces to a vastly complex system. There's no way to tell a cause and effect of what events that will trigger, what changes that'll trigger, how it'll affect other parts, and we could really end up with a huge mess.
At the same time, Dr. Buckingham is not satisfied with the status quo. Close to 1 in 10 of her patients has no health insurance, but she says they are sometimes quicker to pay than the insurance companies.
Getting reimbursed from an insurance company is a complex process. For the 7 doctors we have in our own practice, we have 5 people who deal full-time with just insurance. Every time we call the insurance companies, we spend at least 30 minutes on hold or going through a phone tree. They're very difficult to deal with.
Dr. Buckingham says her company has run the numbers to see what a healthcare overhaul would cost her practice.
Depending on which plan, House or Senate, between the increased taxes and the mandate that employers put into insurance and the higher rates that are expected to come with all of that, and I don't think we're going to be able to afford to offer the insurance that we offer currently to our employees. Currently, we offer a pension plan, we offer health insurance, we offer disability insurance, we offer a lot of things to our employees, and we just realized we're not going to be able to offer that in the future.
It could take weeks for the House and Senate to reconcile their competing legislation. At this point, no one knows what will emerge. Buckingham hopes that in the rush to overhaul healthcare, small businesses like hers don't shoulder more than their fair share. Nathan Bernier, KUT News.